Welcome to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan, and I'm going to read Psalm 35 today. Psalm 35. Strive thou, O Lord, with them that strive against me. Fight thou against them that fight against me. Take thou hold of shield and buckler, and stand up for mine help. Draw out also the spear, and stop the way of them that pursue me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be ashamed and brought to dishonor that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and confounded that devise my hurt. Let them be as chaff before the wind and the angel of the Lord driving them on. Let their way be dark and slippery, and the angel of the Lord pursuing them. For without cause have they hid for me the net in a pit. Without cause have they digged a pit for my soul. Let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let his net that he has hid catch himself. With destruction let him fall therein, and my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which delivers the poor from him that is too strong for him, yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoils him? Unrighteous witnesses rise up. They ask of me things that I know not. They reward me evil for good, to the bereaving of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I afflicted my soul with fastings, and my prayer returned unto mine own bosom. I behaved myself as though it had been my friend or my brother. I bowed down mourning as one that bewailed his mother. But when I halted, they rejoiced and gathered themselves together. The abjects gathered themselves together against me, and I knew it not. They did tear me and ceased not, like the profane mockers in feasts. They gnashed upon me with their teeth. Lord, how long wilt thou look on? Rescue my soul from their destructions, my darling from the lions. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Let not them that are mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me. Neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without cause. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful words against them that are quiet in the land. Yea, they open their mouths wide against me. They said, Aha, aha, our eye has seen it. Thou hast seen it, O Lord. Keep not silence. O Lord, be not far from me. Stir up thyself and awake to my judgment, even to my cause, my God and my Lord. Judge me, O Lord my God, according to thy righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. Let them not say in their heart, Aha, so would we have it. Let them not say, We have swallowed him up. Let them be ashamed and confounded together, that together rejoice at my hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor, that magnify themselves against me. Let them shout for joy and be glad, yea, them that say continually, The Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his own servant. And my tongue shall talk of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day. David's psalm is moving in several different ways to consider. It is a psalm to defend the defenseless. And if you are being beat, then this is the psalm for you. But I want us to consider, for those of us who are doing well and at the moment are feeling comfortable, that this is a psalm for the heart of our society today, trying to raise the voice and the cry. David is calling for a defense for the defenseless and for judgment against those who are seemingly above judgment. He's describing a maliciousness that deserves destruction, and it is universally understood. And we need to listen to this and see if we see this in our lives or in the society around us. In verse 7, he talks about bullying, those who are setting traps and snares for others, and they're doing it without cause. Just outright bullying to bring people down. In verses 11 and 12, there's that playing of ignorance, asking questions and creating setups so that others will fail, so that others will be failures, and that they will be embarrassed and look down on themselves. In verses 15 and in verse 19 and in other places as well, there is this rejoicing that those have when others fail. And the joy at seeing someone else make a mistake and to be ugly and to be wrong, and that laughing, mocking sense of our society, the brutal internet bullying, the masses of people joining together to tear people down. And in verse 20, it's happening against those who are quiet. They are seeking out humble, meek, unsuspecting people and hurting them. And verse 10 is really where it strikes out to cry for those who are defenseless. David is happy in verse 10 because God is one who delivers the poor from him that is too strong for him, the poor and the needy. God is one who will defend that. And David is excited about that, and he is championing their cry. What do we have today? We have children defenseless before ugly adults. We have women defenseless in ugly work environments. We have struggling minorities defenseless in an ugly, prejudiced society and a system that makes it hard for them to live. We live in a society with abused children, abused by those who are too strong for them to stop. We live in a society where women have been abused and humiliated, and if they try to say something about it, they're even more humiliated. We live in a society with people who are worn and forgotten and ignored, small minorities and societies within a society at large. With whom do you and I stand and defend? When accusations are raised, to whom do you listen first? When we stand against the poor and the hurt, we stand with the ugly and sinful, and we are standing against God and God's anointed one. Speaking of the anointed one, this psalm is written by one of God's anointed, by David himself. Why is David, this man, this warrior, the man who took down a giant, why is he writing this psalm? Isn't he strong enough to defend himself? If there's something wrong happening to David, why doesn't David stop it? Why doesn't David say something about it? Do we then start to think, well, maybe David's enjoying it. Maybe David doesn't mind. These are the ugly phrases and ideas that are thrown around today by those who do not have the nerve and the strength to stand with the oppressed. May we not be that way. Let's read Psalm 35 again. Strive thou, O Lord, with them that strive against me. Fight thou against them that fight against me. Take thou hold of shield and buckler, and stand up for mine help. Draw out also the spear, and stop the way against them that pursue me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be ashamed and brought to dishonor that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and confounded that devise my hurt. Let them be as chaff before the wind and the angel of the Lord driving them on. Let their way be dark and slippery and the angel of the Lord pursuing them. For without cause have they hid for me in their net in a pit. Without cause have they digged a pit for my soul. Let destruction come upon him at unawares. Let his net that he has hid catch himself with destruction. Let him fall therein. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. And all my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which delivers the poor from him that is too strong for him, yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoils him? Unrighteous witnesses rise up. They ask me of things that I know not. They reward me evil for good to the bereaving of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, My clothing was sackcloth. I afflicted my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned unto mine own bosom. I behaved myself as though it had been my friend or my brother. I bowed down mourning as one that bewails his mother. But when I halted, they rejoiced and gathered themselves together. The abjects gathered themselves together against me, and I knew it not. They did tear me and ceased not. Like the profane mockers in feasts, they gnashed upon me with their teeth. Lord, how long wilt thou look on? Rescue my soul from their destructions, my darling from the lion. I will give thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among the people. Let not them that are mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me. Let them not wink the eye that hate me without cause. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful words against them that are quiet in the land. Yea, they opened their mouth wide against me, and they said, Aha, aha, our eye has seen it. Thou hast seen it, O Lord. Keep not silence. O Lord, be not far from me. Stir up thyself, and awake to my judgment, even to my cause, my God and my Lord. Judge me, O Lord my God, according to thy righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. Let them not say in their heart, Aha, so would we have it. Let them not say, We have swallowed him up. Let them be ashamed and confounded together that rejoice at my own hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor that magnify themselves against me. Let them shout for joy and be glad. Yea, let them say continually, The Lord be magnified, which have pleasure in the prosperity of his own servant. And my tongue shall talk of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day long. At the close of the psalm, verse 27, I think speaks of those who will try to help. And David wants to take joy in them. Let them shout for joy and be glad. Yea, let them say continually, The Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. When we take pleasure in the prosperity of those lower than us, in whatever way that lower is, then we can be near the blessings of the Lord. David calls for God to rescue and help my darling from the lions. May we have our eyes open for those who are sweet, for those who are small, for those who are defenseless and being hurt. And may we try to rescue the darlings from the lions. Thanks for listening in, and I'll talk with you tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.